bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And broadcasting from the massive towers in downtown, which city are we in today?
High atop the second floor.
Yes.
of the Uptown studios of News Radio 620 KTAR.
Uptown, downtown, Middletown, we're all around town. More importantly, we're here for you every Saturday afternoon talking computers, giving you suggestions, ideas, things that you can download, and terms that you can use at cocktail parties to sound really geeky.
We do that, and in fact, if you, for some reason, can't make it to the regular Saturday broadcast, we've got all kinds of cool things you can do before and or after the fact. You can go to our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you can see information, resources, links, stuff to click on, stuff to listen to. If you scroll down, you'll see previous shows. We archive those and keep them there for your viewing and listening pleasure. And I said listening because there's also an audio archive. Each show we try to record, upload in MP3 format so you can come back and peruse in case you maybe were driving and heard something and didn't quite get it. Maybe you missed exactly how to do some step, or for some strange reason, maybe you just missed the show completely. You can catch up right there.
It's the Data Doctor's Computer Corner on Demand.
Well, there's
audio
on
demand.
It's there's a couple second delay.
Audio on demand.
From when you say give it to me now to when it actually gives it to you.
Yeah, we get a lot of emails, and we got to keep reminding people. Okay, you couldn't listen to the show. That's okay. That's why we archive it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
duh.
It's an archive. It's like come back and listen.
How do we do that?
I don't know.
It's so crazy.
We're like magical.
You know what the scary part is? We really don't know how we do that.
Magicalicians.
We actually don't know.
Let's go to Jim with his Dell and a security and remote desktop question. Jim, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Thanks for being had.
Yeah. No, just while you're on that topic, I do love those audio archives. A lot of times I'm not able to listen to the show live. It's great to be able to go do that, so I appreciate you guys doing that.
Thank you.
And I actually don't really have a problem today. More, I'm looking for some security advice related to remote desktop and remote assistant that come with Windows XP.
Yes.
Well, Jim, you've come to the right place.
Excellent.
Really?
I do consider myself a cyber knot, but I am really new to this remote desktop thing, and have really enjoyed doing it around the house. I got a notebook computer, and it's great to be able to go sit in the other room and be connected to my desktop. But now I'm looking at doing it over the internet and wondering if there's any special precautions I need to take to use either remote assistant or remote desktop over the internet.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
There are some precautions.
Thanks. That's all my question was.
All right. Thanks for calling.
let's first talk about the difference between remote assistants and remote desktop. Remote desktop is something that you set up ahead of time so that you could get into your PC when you're out and about in the world on a regular kind of consistent basis, versus remote assistance is when you're having a problem and you want to invite somebody to come help you with that problem, and that's when you'd use that. So they're used for different things, even though they use mostly the same components. So you're probably most likely talking about remote desktop, and if you want to be able to extend that to be able to use it outside of your home, there's a couple things you're going to need to be able to do first. Number one, you've already experienced using it, so it's already set up and working, but most likely, I'm going to guess, you have some kind of broadband router, and you have some kind of broadband connection.
Yes.
You're going to need to take and kind of play with that broadband router a little bit and add some configuration specifically in something called port forwarding.
Woohoo!
It's a big term, and it's a really fancy term, and what it really means is you're going to take and forward a certain port into that thing so that you can deal with your remote desktop, and this is going to get really boring really quickly. So, here's what I'm going to do for you, Jim. I'm going to give you one-on-one personal-like attention.
And Matt Bauer is going to make a note. We're going to provide a link in the follow-up newsletter for those that want to get into the details of that.
The configuring remote desktop link.
Port forwarding. That's not to be confused with starboard reversing.
Right.
All right. I'm so nautical.
One person got that. You're so naughty.
I'm so nautical.
Naughty nice computer.
Yeah, if you're interested in those remote monitoring tools that are built into Windows XP, they're really very, very unique. So let's put that in our follow-up newsletter. It'd be a good one.
We will. And we'll talk about how to secure that as well in that follow-up newsletter. And Jim, you sit tight where you're at. I'm going to grab you in just a second. For the rest of you, we've got a free line open, 602-277-5827-277, KTAR.
When we come back, we're going to tell you how to safely surf the web.